Welcome to a scary movie review podcast. On this show, we're going to be reviewing all sorts of scary movies. Our focus is going to be mainly to highlight amazing films, or at least films that have a little bit of amazing inside of them. It doesn't have to be an hour and a half of amazing, but we're looking for that sparkle of light.
A nugget. We just want a nugget of amazing.
Just a little bit amazing.
Low budget indie horror movies.
I'm Scott Cornell, and I'm your host, and I am an enthusiast for horror movies. Probably when I was about 12 years old, I moved here from Germany, and I met my first friend here in the United States, and his name was, we called him Troll. And based on the movie Troll, I don't know if you guys...
Troll and Troll 2.
Troll 2, worst, classics. Worst movie ever.
Absolutely.
So we called him Troll, and he and I had this like friendship based on renting scary films together, VHS tapes, and we go rent them from the local video store, and we watch him. He'd stay over every weekend at my house, and we'd watch scary movies. And he made me fall in love with scary films. Like, I didn't like them that much before him, and he introduced me to, like, Hellraiser. I remember my sister finding the VHS tape of Hellraiser and running to my mom and saying, "Mom, Scott rented Hellraiser," because we weren't allowed to say hell.
That's so funny.
So that was one of my early memories of like getting caught watching scary films. So yeah, definitely scary films to me are attached to my childhood. And that's going to segue into our first episode, actually, is Benny Loves You, which is a film about having things that you're attached to from your childhood and actually having to give them up.
Yes.
And for me, scary movies is something I could never give up.
I'm Dan Lawson, and I'm your host. I actually had no interest in scary movies almost all the way up until my adult life, when my neighbor at the time knocked on my door and sold me the entire Nightmare on Elm Street collection for $9. So I had this entire collection of movies. So I was like, well, I'm going to go ahead and watch them just because I have them, and just fell deeply, deeply in love with horror. And I couldn't get enough. And being that I'd gone into my adult life and watched no horror, there was so much catching up to do. So I was just binging series of Friday the 13th and the Hellraisers, and as much as I could absorb. I found in my adult life, finding a new thing, I couldn't absorb enough fast enough, and I just kind of rabbit holed the entire thing, finding ultimately a love in low budget and independent films, because you don't need millions of dollars to have a great idea. But there's a lot of really good storytellers out there that just don't have a Hollywood budget. And that's kind of where I found my passion.
And that's what we're going to focus on here, is those low-budget hidden gems that really make you smile and laugh and be scared too at the same time. So our podcast is going to be focused on bringing these hidden gems into your lives, educating you about why they were made and how they were made, and just kind of sharing our feelings and thoughts on the films that we're going to be reviewing. So make sure you join us on our first episode, where we review Benny Loves You on a Scary Movie Review Podcast. Our goal also on this podcast is to give you guys feedback and recommendations of new films. And also, we'd like you to give us feedback and recommendations of films you think we should check out.
Or if there's anyone involved in independent movies in any way, actors, directors, writers, and you would like us to review your movie, just send us a note.
Yep, you can contact us through Facebook or through our website,
ascarymoviereview.com.
I'm Scott Cornell.
And I'm Dan Lawson.